In the last days, the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem will become the most important place on earth. Is the Temple Mount right now the most important place on earth? Yeah. People from all over the world will go there to worship. We're not there yet, but we will be very soon. Many nations will come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountains of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Israel. There he will teach us his ways so that we may obey him. For in those days, the Lord's teaching and his words will go out from Jerusalem." We're not there yet, but that's just around the corner. That's going to happen in the very near future. Verse 3 and 4. The Lord will settle international disputes. Who's going to do this? The Lord. He's going to be there. All the nations will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. All wars will stop. Is that good news? That's good news. We won't need these nuclear-powered machines no more. We won't need this. It says, and military training will come to an end. Well, boy, you can tell we're not there yet, are we? But this is not too far away. Everyone will live quietly in their own homes in peace and prosperity, for there will be nothing to fear. The Lord Almighty has promised this. Now, during this great time on the earth, who is going to be reigning and ruling with the king as his governors and administrators? Us, the church. This is why he's training us and preparing us to learn how to be overcomers just like him, so that we will live in our glorified body and we will reign and rule with the king. Isn't that going to be awesome? I can just see him now and say, "Thurman, I need you to come to Israel. I have a word for you." And I say, "Yes, Lord." And bam, you ain't never seen this beam me up, Scotty. You ain't never seen this fast. "Yes, Lord." And guess who I'm standing before? The king, right there. "Yes, yes, Lord. What can I do? Lord, anything you want me to do." Is it going to be easy to bow to the king? Oh, my goodness gracious alive. Anything. We'll do anything for him, won't we? Absolutely anything. And he said, "Well, I've got a little job for you over there in Dallas," or who knows where he may put you or me, but he'll put us all somewhere. There won't be no elected officials the next go around. He will choose who he wants where, and you will be in total control, and you'll reign and rule with his knowledge and his wisdom in his love. So you won't never do anything damaging to anyone. If there's anybody that sins that is worthy of death, the king will take care of it himself. And it says, Isaiah said, if a man dies at 100 years of age during this time we're talking about right here, they'll say, he died as a mere babe. He's only 100. But he sinned. It will still be possible for people to sin. But he says they will beat their spears into pruning hooks. All wars will stop and military will come to an end. And everyone will live quietly in their own homes in peace and prosperity, for there will be nothing to fear. The Lord Almighty has promised this. I mean, isn't it going to be awesome to think we don't have to worry about nothing no more? Verse 5 and 6. Even though the nations around us worship idols, we will follow the Lord our God forever and ever. In that coming day, says the Lord, I will gather together my people who are lame, who have been exiles, filled with grief. They are weak and far from home, but I will make them strong again, a mighty nation. Then I, the Lord, will rule from Jerusalem as their king forever. So the day in the not too distant future, who is going to rule from Jerusalem? The king himself, Jesus Christ. You'll be able to see him. He said he's going to be there. And he's going to be there and he's going to be reigning and ruling from Jerusalem as our king forever. As for you, O Jerusalem, the citadel of God's people, your royal might and power will come back to you again. The kingship will be restored to my precious Jerusalem. I mean, Jerusalem's kind of a favorite place in God's heart, isn't it? I wouldn't want to mess with the king in Jerusalem. Not if I wanted to live. Verse 9 and 10. But why are you now screaming in terror? Have you no king to lead you? He is dead. Have you no wise people to counsel you? All are gone. Pain has gripped you like it does a woman in labor. I mean, that's a pretty sad state of affairs for Israel. But you know, can you imagine the things that's happened over there in the last few years? How would you like to live in Israel knowing that you may be in a place where a rocket hits tomorrow and you or your children might be killed? Writhe and groan in terrible pain, you people of Jerusalem, for you must leave this city to live in the open fields. You will soon be sent into exile in distant Babylon, but the Lord will rescue you there. He will redeem you from the grip of your enemies. God has his hand on Israel. Verse 11 and 12. True, many nations have gathered together against you, calling for your blood, eager to gloat over your destruction. Do we see this today? Who is against Israel today? Right now, who is against Israel?
Everybody.
That's absolutely right. The whole world, even the United States of America, since we put this new man in president, even the United States of America is turning its back on Israel. Everybody is against Israel, just like it says. Calling for your blood, eager to gloat over your destruction. But they do not know the Lord's thoughts or understand his plan. Boy, do we not. I mean, the average person out there does not have a clue what he's doing. These nations don't know that he is getting them together to be beaten and trampled like bundles of grain on a threshing floor. You ever seen that? You ever seen them put grain in there and beat it and thrash it? Man, I mean, he's getting ready to work on the nations, verse 13 and 14. Rise up and destroy the nations, O Jerusalem, says the Lord, for I will give you iron horns and bronze hooves so you can trample many nations to pieces. Then you will give all the wealth they acquired as offerings to me, the Lord of all the earth. Who's going to wipe out the nations of the world? Israel. Verse 14. What happened? There's not a 14? Okay, so there's only 13 verses. Okay. I put down 14, so I guess I just read it wrong. Now then, let's look at that one more time, verse 13. Rise up and destroy the nations, O Jerusalem, says the Lord, for I will give you iron horns and bronze hooves so you can trample many nations to pieces. Then you will give all the wealth they acquired as offerings to me, the Lord of all the earth. So when this all comes to pass, who's going to be the winner of all these wars?
Israel.
God is going to empower them. I thought about that when I read that. He's going to give them all these iron horns and brass hooves. I thought, Lord, I wonder if that would translate into 40 neutron bombs from space in a TR-3B. Do you know if they had three of those machines flying around the earth at all times, they could fly at that kind of speed, and each one of them had 40 neutron bombs, and they wanted to wipe out a nation, is there any place on earth that would be safe? No, nothing. I don't have any idea how big those neutron bombs are, but probably one of those fire from space over the Metroplex, probably one would totally, completely annihilate the entire Fort Worth, Dallas Metroplex. Just one. And if they got 40, and they got three machines, that's 120. How many of you know that North Korea on the 4th of July fired some big firecrackers?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they fired seven missiles that come 250 miles out into the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific Ocean and then fell into the water. Seven. They fired them. But they only fired them, you know, short range, 250 miles. They say they have over 300 long-range missiles. They have the capability now, they say, of not only when they first said they was going to fire a nuclear-powered weapon during the June, and this may still come to pass. They said between July 4th and July 8th, what is today? Fifth. Between July 4th and July 8th, they're going to light a firecracker that's going to hit Hawaii. That's what they said. And then they said the last CIA deal said that they now have confirmed that North Korea has intercontinental ballistic missiles that can hit as far as Denver. Wow. Aren't you glad you're a Christian? If I was ever glad I'm a Christian, it's now. So, like I say, I'm just like a friend of mine. There's a friend of mine here in town, same age I am. The other day I was talking to him. He's the one that God healed his hand when he broke his hand here 10, 15 years ago. He was roping calves, and literally jammed his hand into the ground when he jumped off the horse and just crushed his whole hand. He went to the doctor that afternoon, and the x-ray said, your whole wrist is all broken. And he said, well, that's okay. That's all I want to know is what's wrong with it. He says, what are you going to do? He said, I got a man at church tomorrow. I want to have pray for me. So the next day, Sunday morning, when I come in the back, James was sitting on the very back row. I walked, he'd come and grab me. Thurman, I broke my wrist. You got to pray for me. I said, okay, let's go down to the front and I'll pray for you. No, he said, there's too much unbelief in this place. Let's go back in the library. Okay, so we go back in the library. I said, is it hurting? He held out his hand. He said, Thurman, it's hurting. I said, in the name of Jesus, be healed. He said, wow, it don't hurt at all. And God instantly healed that broken wrist. But I was talking with him the other day. He said, I was just in to come out of the coffee shop up there. And he said, there's a bunch of Church of Christ guys in there talking about you. I said, I thought I'm going to get up and see what these guys got to say.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, The Coming of the Lord is Near, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.